This is Ted Kennedy. Congress returns next Monday, and high on the list of unfinished business from 1987 is a major civil rights bill. Will Senator Al Simpson support it? Don't bet the mortgage. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, I know you're not exactly a defender of civil rights, but when Congress returns next week, even you ought to be able to support the high-priority civil rights bill ready for Senate action. Its purpose is simple: to prohibit federal funds from being used in any shape or form to support discrimination against women, minorities, the elderly, and the handicapped. Why is an elementary principle like that so hard for you conservatives to swallow, Al? I know you're personally opposed to discrimination. You just don't want government coercing private citizens. But that's not the point, Al. It's dead wrong for government to spend tax dollars in ways that subsidize discrimination. You're a big man, Al. I just wish you didn't have such a small idea of simple justice.
So you want the American people to believe that the Civil Rights Restoration Act is simple? You probably have a load of pumpkins out on the edge of town you'd like to peddle to me, too. Current law already prohibits sex discrimination in federally assisted education programs. But in 1984, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the law applied only to the campus program actually receiving the federal aid and not to the entire educational institution. Federal financing assistance should never be used to subsidize discrimination. But I have a ton of problems with the bill you're pushing, Ted. The scope of your bill is too broad. It could have a notably harmful effect on other fundamental rights, such as religious liberty. If you really want simple, then let's you and I talk about Einstein's theory of relativity. Ready? This is Al Simpson. Times are getting tough for those who smoke in public places. Ted Kennedy and I will face off tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.